into account as it is going forward with the recommendations that it makes next fall. Any other questions on this? I don't see any. All those in favor of the A5 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The A5 amendment is adopted. Representative Hill.
Madam Chair, the A10 amendment. It's on page 27 and after and line 28 to insert the following. And this is a Hilti provision in Pine County for a land sale of which the department has, the Department of Natural Resources has agreed to.
Okay, we will call this A10-2482.
Okay.
We have two A10 amendments.
Okay. The A10-2482, I'd like to move that amendment.
Okay, and did you have any other?
No.
And the department is, believe this is the correct.
We've consulted with the department. They are okay with the amendment.
Any questions from members? I don't see any. All those in favor of the 2482 amendment, say aye.
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 Any opposition? The amendment is adopted. Representative Dill.
The next would be the A3 amendment. It starts on page 3, line 21. And it changes the language. The bill that I was carrying this year that put a moratorium on the development of public accesses, after having a lot of discussion on this issue with all kinds of user groups, what my intention was in the House of Representatives was is to really take a look at each lake that we're proposing to have a public access on, some idea of how we're going to try at least to do our best to have invasive management. An aquatic management for invasives. And so the language in this amendment allows the department to go forward with those when they have an aquatic management plan in place. They may construct. It also allows them to acquire so that it doesn't slow down, because one of the things that happens is that these opportunities for public accesses on lakes come along at different times when a landowner is willing to sell. But the way the bill was originally structured, it was just to put a moratorium for 5 years on acquisition, and so if a willing seller were ready to sell, the department really couldn't do anything about it. So what I did was we changed this to allow them to acquire it, but before they construct it, they have to have this plan in place of how they're going to for the lake. Not just for the site, but for the lake, the aquatic management plan for the lake for invasive species. And this is the language that we worked out with the department.
One of the issues that comes along with this, it's not this issue, but when we were in Albert Lea and saw a boat launch into the river, it really was a parking lot drain into the river.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that our standards for boat launches need to be, just as you're trying to keep invasive species out, it's important to keep out dirt and runoff from cars that's unnecessary. Have you all discussed that issue?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm glad you brought that up. My district is just overwhelmed with waters that are classified as turbid, and that's the waters of all those rivers that run off the North Shore down into Lake Superior and causes an immense amount of grief. And I went to a couple of boat launching ramps that, frankly, over the last year or so, that when I saw them and I looked at them in a critical way, I saw exactly what you saw. And I went, when this became an issue about this exotic plan and the moratorium on the building, I went to the department. I said, not only that, but exactly what you said. Not only do we need to deal with that, they have assured me that those were what they would call first generation boat launching ramps, and that they are now taking into consideration in much greater detail and much more. The levity of it is much higher. Stormwater management, as an example, and that's the thing that you cited and the most common thing that I have seen at a boat launching ramp, because it basically is a perfect funnel, a big blacktop. Some are not blacktop, but most are. but a big funnel of impervious surface down to a ramp where people back the boat in, and it's just a natural spot. And not only just water from erosion from around the edges, et cetera, but garbage and sand that comes from boats and trailers and trucks and salt and every other imaginable thing. And so we have one in my hometown that's a quite large boat launching ramp, and it's just a funnel right into the lake, as you described. And it wasn't, you know, it's just that in that time when those were designed, those weren't some of the critical functions that we were thinking of as a state. And so they've assured me that they're addressing that.
I wish I felt comfortable.
I knew that would be what you'd say.
Assurance, and I'll tell you why. The one in Albert Lea was clearly brand new.
Would you like Mr. Meyer to come up and
no,
answer that?
No, not really, because I've heard the assurances, and it is not comforting at this point. But that doesn't diminish from your amendment. It's addressing one of the problems that needs to be addressed. Any questions by members? Representative Mack.
Madam Chair, to that point, I guess I would ask the DNR if they could give examples to you and Chair Deal that we could, over the interim, look at some of these supposedly new parking lots, because I personally, like you, am looking to see the first one of the new generation with storm retention ponds. And we have heard from DNR that they are doing that now. I guess I would like to know of some examples as we travel the state and we could see what they're really doing.
Madam Chair, for the record, Bob Meyer, Department of Natural Resources. To that point, Representative McNamara, probably one of the newest ones is in Representative Purcell's area on the shore of Lake Bemidji. It's right from across from the North Woods, it's called, North Woods Boat Access. And that contains, we did an extensive amount of work grading and sloping the parking lot so all the stormwater was retained in retention ponds. We're capturing the water runoff from the boats as they come up from the lake, native species restoration all the way around it. So that is, and I can show you some pictures of it as well, but we'll get you a list of other ones that are out there as well. But it is the way we're going in the future. Wherever we build a new one or acquire a new one, and wherever we rehab, we're using the latest available technology and management practices.
Thank you. Representative Dills A3 is before us. Members, I see no more questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The amendment is adopted. Do you have another?
Yes. We have the A7 amendment.
Representative Dill moves the A7 amendment.
And this has to do with it's actually more complicated than I can really talk about. It has to do with something that happened in the past and how it's going to get paid for and where the funds are going to be deposited. It has to do with an overpass on Interstate 35. The DNR has told me that this is the language that they need. If we have specific questions on this, we're going to call them up here so they can tell us or answer those questions.
I don't see any questions, Representative Dill, at this point, but you are going to be working on this. Is that my understanding?
Yep, and the money goes into their acquisition account. It's a technical amendment of sorts. The land that's already been all done is just how this is going to finish up, as I understand it.
All right. Representative Dill has the A7 amendment. I don't see any questions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The amendment is adopted. Representative Dill.
Last amendment, to my knowledge, is the A10-2449. This is some technical changes to do with legal descriptions in the St. Louis County provisions of this bill.
Representative Dill has a technical amendment. All those members in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? The amendment is adopted. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to comment one way or another on this bill? I don't see any. Representative Stolze.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I just have a question, Representative Dill, and maybe you can assure us, because we had language in 2007 that we would be selling some state lands to balance the budget. And then in 2009, we had some legislation that we wouldn't be doing that. We wouldn't be selling recreation lands. So can you tell us then on these sections 11 through 35, there's 11 parcels that are exempt from last year's omnibus finance bill because they the finance bill last year did not allow sales of land in the outdoor recreation system to be sold for budget balancing. And since the voters of the state have decided to tax themselves to purchase land, and now we're selling land, I just want to get some assurance from you and the department that we're not, in fact, selling any recreational lands or lands that the taxpayers who decided to tax themselves might otherwise want to keep rather than purchase at a later date.
Mr. Meyer is here, Madam Chair, to answer that.
Madam Chair, members, for the record, Bob Meyer again, Department of Natural Resources. The parcels that are in this bill that may be parts of the Outdoor Unit, Outdoor Recreation Act, are parcels that we've acquired through other governmental agencies, Department of Transportation. A lot of these are gravel pits, roadside areas that you can no longer hunt on. Classified as an outdoor rec unit of the Outdoor Rec Act years ago upon acquisition because we didn't have anything else to call them, basically. None of these parcels have we spent game and fish dollars on. So we're looking at disposing of parcels that are no longer used or eligible to be used for their intended purposes. Now, under normal circumstances, these dollars may go to the land acquisition account if we would achieve the goal. I think it's $2.3 million that's remaining on the books. Once that is achieved, those dollars would be going into the land acquisition account. But all of these parcels, and I have a detailed book with photos that I can show you that walks through parcel by parcel where we got it from. Some of the Department of Administration, Department of Transportation. The parcels that Representative McNamara speaks of, we received from the Department of Administration, and they have been vacated, so they are no longer wildlife management areas. We've gone through a process. We can go through a process to do that. Some of those are in here. So the parcels that we have are very, it's the marginal land that any land manager, wise land manager, would be trying to sell to upgrade your land asset holding. So unfortunately, we need to pay off a little debt first, but our intention is to sell these lower grade value of properties and then meet our requirements, fiduciary requirements, and then move on acquiring in holdings, high acquisition, high priority conservation lands is where we're going with our conservation acquisitions.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Commissioner Meyer, let's say the bill became law today and these actions that we're proposing in the bill, how quickly would it take to complete the transaction?
Madam Chair, Representative Hansen, once we had a buyer, it would go rather quickly. I mean, we have over $8 million of land you could go into the DNR and buy today. And then it's just like closing on any other real estate. It's finding that buyer that would take the time. So I think our intention is to have these up for sale in the fall sale if we can get them into law. So they would be available at our fall auction and then begin the process there.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move approval of the minutes April 15, 2010.
See no questions. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Adopted. Thank you, members.